Hallelujah. Wow, this is serious. Thank God for this opportunity to be here this evening. I sincerely appreciate our pastor, our father, for always giving us a platform to be all we should be. You know, I mean, I know this kind of thing is not interesting to maybe some other folks. It is just all about, how do I explain this? You have an idea. So we are a set of people that we have set out to be balanced people. And that is exactly what happens there. Mommy, always mommy. Thank you, mommy. God bless you, ma. Yes, Pastor Ogidon, thank you for always being there. Pastor Dele is around. Thank you. T-Code, our resource person, thank you very much for being around. You are such an inspiration. Thank you for the great things you do. Each time I hear that Netflix advert, it sounds like your voice. I wonder why. Yes, and in the house this evening, I have somebody I can actually call mentor. You know, I can be a lazy person, draggy and all that. I know you don't believe that, but there's one person that pushes me as far as research is concerned, and that is Dr. S.T. Ogunjo. He's in the house. He's in the physics department of Federal University of Technology, Akure. Like, having him here, I wonder why he's here, because I think it's not necessary. He's here all the same. I mean, that shows, you know, he's willing to explore whatever. Thank you very much for coming, sir. God bless you, sir. Yes, the schooling is calm is what we are considering this evening. Well, of course, like as you can see, I'm not coming here to preach at you. So thank God. I like this arrangement. I like us to interact later on. So, but for my side this time, well, I have something that sounds a bit more academic than anything else. And of course, the theme is school is calm. According to the Oxford Languages Dictionary, schooling is the education you receive at school. That is what schooling is. It is the education you receive at school. While a scam is a dishonest scheme or a fraud. So schooling, the education you receive at school. Scam, a fraud. Yahoo yahoo. Or a dishonest scheme. So now the question is it right to think that the education received in school is actually dishonest? That's actually a question I think it will be difficult to say a bold yes or no to, because there are many factors involved. There are many parameters to consider, you know, in looking at that. Well, across the length and breadth of the world, many people make the bold claim that school is a scam due to reasons, different kinds of reasons, ranging from poor education, unemployment, underemployment after schooling, you know, unemployable school leavers, intentional limiting education, systemic disregard for education in some climes, some dark agenda. I think I'll try, it will be very important to explain these things one after the other. Now, some people believe school is a scam because in the first place, the education is not changing anybody. Of course, in some places, you see people who go to school and they are probably worse than people who did not go anywhere. Hallelujah. So, I mean, because of that, if you see people like that, you can believe that school is, you'll be right to think that school is a scam. We have people that have degrees more than the thermometer, but, I mean, I wonder what contribution they are making in society. Because their being around is actually a problem on the society. There are liabilities on the society with all the degrees. Hallelujah. Okay? So, poor education. Unemployment or underemployment after schooling. I think that's a big deal around here. You know, you see people telling you, why are we coming to school? Is it not to make money? So if I can make the money now, then why should I waste my time going to school? You know, that is, as far as they are concerned, that's a very solid point to hold on to. So I go to all this, I go to school, I do everything, and after everything, I do probably have a job. Or if I get a job, it is a job that is way below me, so to speak. Okay? So another point is unemployable school leavers. Okay, I think that is very close to having poor education. There are people that go to school that... Now, believe me, even in this bad Nigeria, in quotes, even in this Nigeria, the way it is, there are jobs. But are people qualified for the jobs? Of course, I'm not saying that Nigeria is an ideal place to look at. Because normally, if you go to countries where things work, you don't need more than your GSS 3 certificate to be made in life. To be fine, you don't need more than that GSS 3 certificate. If you can attend junior high school and finish, and that is why in most countries of the world, that is education up to that level is mandatory. So with that, you can be fine for the rest of your life. But I have friends that have gone all over the place, and they're like, you go to school and you see a cleaner or somebody cutting the grass. He parks his Benz, then he goes to cut the grass and he goes back. Now that is what he or she has chosen to do. Okay, so it is here that we need to get PhD before we can even start thinking of living a decent life. That's a crazy thing. Hallelujah. And we pray that we'll see the end of all these bad people that are making us look like aberrations. Hallelujah. You're not saying amen. You don't believe. Okay. Now, there's also this idea of intentional limiting education. Now, of course, I operate a lot with some African researchers, and you see a lot of talk coming up about colonialism, about the Arab slaves. You know, many of us don't talk about the Arab slave trade. That was way before colonialism. And in fact, their own slavery was even more brutal. So, you know, you have African academics talking a lot about things like that. That, okay, even the idea of Christianity, you know, people believe that when the Europeans came, they sold to us a brand of Christianity that would configure us in a particular way. To just be slaves, to not see the real picture of what the gospel is. And there are elements to believe that those things are actually true. So, you have a curriculum that is designed to just make the system run. You know, while some people just enjoy the benefits. So, for instance, you go to school and they ask you, what is the longest river in the world? I mean, that's it. I was raised on that kind of meal. I mean, you want to know the longest river in the world, the president of almost every country, you just have everything up there. Fine, I think it has its own advantage, but when we come to it, what difference does it actually make? Right? How does it increase the number of, okay, I don't want to advertise for any bread brand. How does it increase the food in my house, basically? The longest river and all that. Of course, in a way, it also helps that you are informed and you can talk about some things. But is that all we should have? So intentional limiting education can actually make the whole educational arrangement look like a scam. So systemic disregard for education in some climes, especially in a place like Nigeria, that you see all you need is an affidavit to become president. You know, I mean, no society thrives like that. When the dregs of society are the one at the top, no society thrives like that. You know, I was having this conversation with Pastor yesterday, and, you know, Singapore remains a very excellent example. Do you know that when Lee Kuan Yew was reforming Singapore, in 1965, Singapore was worse than Nigeria, like way worse than Nigeria. Like they were left for dead, so to speak. But then this man came up and started reforming things, and things that he came up with are things like meritocracy. Everybody gets what they deserve, no matter who they are. It doesn't matter whether you are Chinese or you are Indian or you are, which is Malay. Those are the major three tribes. And of course, there are also other mixed race, people like that. But as far as you are qualified, then you get the job. It doesn't matter who you are. Then in Singapore, right from primary school, they have three languages. One of those three languages, Chinese, because Singapore is 72% Chinese. So Chinese, Malay, or India, you must understand one of that. You must speak one of that. And it doesn't have to be the one that belongs to you, anyone you choose. Then the second language is English. Guess what the third language is? Coding. From primary school, coding. Like your twins, sir, they are already talking coding at their own level. And there is a program that kids learn like that, Scratch. You know, for parents that care to know, it is something you can easily access and teach your kids. So coding is the third language there. So, I mean, these guys are intentional. So no riffraff can actually emerge because the whole thing is so structured. Now, and they have made it so that they know the most intelligent guys want to go to the big corporations. I know what they did. They make sure that Singaporean politicians are some of the highest paid people in the world so that Mobil or Shell or any of those companies will not come because they know that we need the best brains to restructure society. Okay? So in a climate like ours, it's like, in fact, the book is more like a ridicule. Like you go there with your PhD and they are looking at you. Prof. They'll call you prof, Seth. But with, you know, you cannot even stand beside the counselor representing your ward with your professor. Because that's one guy who gets maybe 50,000 naira weekend allowance. He gets wardrobe allowance. His wife gets allowance or something like that. I mean, crazy. Hallelujah. So, systemic disregard for education in some blind, some dark agenda, of course. Now, this is, you know, there are third world problems, like people call it, and there are first world problems. You know, there are rich man problems, like, you know, the girls, they are tired of their Toyota Camry, and they want to upgrade to Venza. You know, that's the kind of problem some people have. Or, okay, the child has been admitted to Oxford and Harvard. Which one should I choose? That's the problem some people have. But for some people, it's like, will I even ever go to the university? Like, even if it is Ambrose Ali University, Ekpoma, will I even go in the first place? Okay? So, because of issues like this, some people are right to think that education is actually a fraud, you know? Then talking about the dark agenda thing, you see, how many of you know Jordan Peterson? He's one person I really follow. You know, when I was doing my PhD, I listened to him so much that at some point I was feeling like I was getting a degree in math, a PhD in math, and a PhD in psychology at the same time. You know, he's this very funny guy who believes that, like, he believes that the education in the West has broken down. So he is trying to bring some kind of reformation. Because of that, he gets persecuted a lot for holding some very crazy views, views that you consider as right. But as far as it's concerned, he's very pragmatic and looking at considering all of these issues. And he's one of the most hated intellectuals in Canada right now, because he's always challenging all those rubbish. So he believes that people don't, like, if you go to all those schools that, like, put you in a cage, they put you in a straitjacket, and you cannot even think for yourself again. Because they talk about free speech, but you cannot preach Jesus. If it is free speech, why? I hope you know that most of these universities were set up for people to really understand the Bible. How many of you have heard about Jonathan Edwards, Satan in the hand of an angry God? Sinners in the hand of an angry God. I hope you know that he was the president of Princeton. He was vice chancellor of Princeton. Princeton University is one of the Ivy League universities. So, I mean, those schools were basically, of course, the whole Western civilization is founded on Judeo-Christian ideologies, basically. But, of course, some people rose up, they said they are intellectuals, people like Lenin and Hemingway and all of those guys, and they believe that, okay, let's separate church from state. Of course, maybe I don't have a problem with that. But he says free speech. Why should speech be only free when you are the one talking? If I have to talk, then it's no longer free. So it's now hate speech. I mean, it's crazy. You know, because of things like that, it looks like education is actually a scam. Okay? So, broadly speaking, education is not meant to be limited to the four walls of schools. Okay? When we hear education, we think it is when you go to, okay, like we go to local authority primary school at Jara, move from there to Badagry Grammar School, move from there to Federal College of Fisheries and Marine Technology, move from there to Federal University of Technology at Korea, and on like that. So we think that is just what education is. Fine, that is some kind of education, but if that is the only kind of education your life is dependent on, I mean, you are already being scammed. You're already being scammed, right? Because education is broadly classified into formal, non-formal, and informal. Formal, that is the one I have just listed. All the structure, schools with curricula, with exams and everything. That is formal. Non-formal is this kind of thing. All these webinars, all these meetings we attend to upskill, to make us better in whatever we do, or, you know, whatever. Anything like this you do to just get a bit. It is structured, but it doesn't have all the curriculum, all the examinations and all that. This is non-formal. Informal is maybe, probably that's the first education that starts with everybody from home. Like teaching your child how to use the toilet, how to write from home, probably not in a structured way. Interestingly, today it's even interesting that if you have time for your kids, you can do homeschooling. And children who are homeschooled do very well. If I learned that Pastor Tayo Ladejo is homeschooling his kids, I mean, those kids are excellent. Okay? It is something you may want to consider if you are very passionate of being with your kids all the time. It's something you can really consider. So we have formal, non-formal, and informal education. So from my perception, I can further classify education into functional and non-functional, or call it dysfunctional. And for the most part, the kind of education we have in most parts of Africa is actually dysfunctional. Because why? I've come up with my own definition of education that it is, you know, they say education is the ability to read and write, right? And that ends it. For me, education is the ability to read and write. After you are able to read and write, then you can source for information that you need for personal development and the development of society. Any education you have that is not making you a better person, that is not making your immediate environment a better environment, is no education at all in my books. Hallelujah. So for me, education is only functional if you can read and write, one, and then you can now, if you have a problem, you can actually get the right material, the right resources to solve whatever problems you might have. Okay? So an indication that the source of this is actually a scam, if you ask me. 1 Thessalonians 5:21, in KJV it says, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. In a Passion translation, it says, be faithful to examine them by putting them to the test, and afterward, hold tightly to what has proven to be right. Okay? Be faithful to examine. It requires faithfulness to examine whatever is presented to you by putting them to the test, and afterward, hold tightly to what has proven to be right. Then the message says, check out everything and keep only what is good. Check out everything and keep only what is good. The Amplified says, test all things carefully. Test all things carefully. Test all things carefully so you can recognize what is good. Then you can now hold firmly to that which is good. For me, I believe that is what education should do for you. Education should be able to help you think critically. Now, if you just take whatever I said and you swallow it without separating the wheat from the chaff, then that is, you have not been educated at all. You have been scammed. Hallelujah. So any education that does not make you think critically for yourself, as far as I am concerned, is actually a scam. Any education that will make people think critically for themselves instead of being micromanaged by others can be regarded as being correct. In the words of Henry Peter Braham, education makes the people easy to lead, but difficult to drive. So, you know the reason why our politicians don't want us to be educated? They know that they cannot lead us. I mean, they cannot just tell us blindly. Now, of course, you know the kids that are being raised these days. You cannot raise them like we're raised, because they will question you, and you have to get ready to answer their questions. If not, they can put you to the test, and you just fall flat. So the parents of this generation have to be up. You have to be ahead of them, because they are exposed to a whole lot of things. Now, for me, I had to learn how to use phone, but my kids don't have to. They just pick it and they start using it. And there are things you won't ever discover on your phone until your kids start handling them, no matter how old they are, like 1 year, 6 months. There are things you only discover when your kids start handling your phone, right? So, I mean, that is what is happening these days. And, I mean, it's such a big deal. So we have to actually be ahead of them so that they will not put us into trouble. So, any education, I've said that already. So education makes the people easy to lead, but difficult to drive. Easy to govern, but impossible to enslave. Now, you know, it's very painful for me that in Nigeria, one of the most powerful regions, they have access to all the power, they have access to most of the resources of this nation. That is Northern Nigeria. But then, Nigeria is the poverty capital of the world, right? But the North is the poverty capital of Nigeria. What is happening? Something is not adding up. Something is basically not adding up. You have the power, you have access. Now it's annoying. You go to primary school I think I read a story on one Asufuta platform that, one Adewale and one Umar. I'm just fabricating that, and I'm not very sure what it was again. So you attend the same primary school, and then it is time to go to school, and you want to go to, you know, back in my days, we looked at people that went to all these federal universities with envy. People like Pastor, I mean, they are butter people. Federal colleges, all these, I think they are called Unity Schools, Federal College, Janiki, Federal College, Odubolu, all of those places. Now, back then, I'll see all those people in my local authority primary school, I'll see all those people using Ugosi Ugo. I'll be like, wow, man. Ugosi. How many of you use Ugosi Ugo? Ah, hello. okay, great. You see, back then, you have to write those exams to get admitted into such schools. But guess what? For Southerners, you may need up to, I don't know what the exams are over, maybe over, if it is over 200, okay? Over 200, probably if you are from the South, you need at least 150 to be able to get admitted. But then that northerner you attended school with gets just 25, and then there's educationally less developed 2/200, and they get admitted. And then after that, they do ELDS, educationally less developed states, right? That is one way. That is why somebody can have 300 and is not admitted, and somebody that has 101 will get in. I mean, it doesn't make sense. No country develops like that. And that is why we are where we are today. So, I mean, it's just annoying. Okay? So, because they know that if you're educated, they cannot just drive us like slaves. They cannot enslave us. That is why they would rather keep the people uneducated. They would rather keep the people uneducated so they can actually have free course to do whatever they want to do. Now, but then, there is a good news. The internet. Now, you see, most of the time, like, people in school, they will keep talking about the children of this day, they don't want to go to school, they don't want to read, they don't want to do all that. Maybe that is true. Okay, in fact, I believe that is true. Because people largely believe school is a scam, that they rather look for fast ways to make money, which are largely unsustainable. If you are into fraud, how far can you go? But of course, they don't even care. They tell you it is not how long, it is how well. If you are going to live for 5 months, enjoy. And what is the enjoyment? Go and buy a bottle of wine for 500,000, then use it to take your bath. That's to show, that's the enjoyment you're enjoying. Then you drink yourself to stupor, and you can land in the gutter, and your friends have to carry you home. That is the enjoyment, though. That is the enjoyment. That is actually the enjoyment. So, they believe, since it is money you are looking for at the end of the day, then let's just go look for the money all the same and forget about all this book thing they are talking about. But guess what? Education is not just for you to get certificates. It is because you have refused education to just certificate. That is why we are where we are today. Okay? Education, one of the things it is meant to do for us is to civilize us. It's to open our minds so we can think critically. Okay? So, you can go to Futa and graduate with third class and still be very successful in life because your mind has been opened. You can go to Futa and finish with first class and be backward in life. Very possible. Because, you know, you see, there's one trap for first class materials. Because you think you are doing very well, you don't care about so many things. You don't care to have to network with other people. You are setting yourself up. You better collect the number of the person beside you. That might just be the next president of this country. You don't even know. I mean, a future president of this country. Don't joke. Anybody you come across, don't you ever joke with them. I've seen people, when we're undergraduate, people that everybody would look down. But today, you have to book appointment to see them. They were not the best students in class. So that is why, don't fool yourself to think that you are self-sufficient because you're a first-class student. That's one problem many first-class students have. They don't believe, we have all it takes. You know, forget, what do we need these people for? See, the connection to where you are going to may just be that wretched person in your class right now. So don't you joke with anybody. So if you think it's all about the book and you forget about the people around you, you may just be setting yourself up for problems. Okay? Now, we believe it is all about the DYDX, and then we don't care about being entrepreneurial. Okay? Some of the richest guys on earth today, in fact, the richest guys are entrepreneurs. Let's not even say some. All the richest of the richest people, the so-called top 1%, they are entrepreneurs, right? Of course. There's this issue of motivational speakers that will tell you, Bill Gates dropped out from university, so why are you going to university? Which school did Bill Gates drop out from again, Seth? Harvard, Abby? Harvard. You know what it takes to be admitted into Harvard? If you have Harvard brain, you are made already. You don't even have to go to the Harvard. Go. Do you understand? So, and you, me now, I'll be fooling myself. I came to Futa, I'll be fooling myself that Bill Gates dropped out from Harvard so I can drop out from Futa. You know, I was discussing with the boys at home today, like, see, I knew that, now this book be my way. If this book thing fails, I am doomed. So I had to carry it on my head. Because that's the only, now, and it has been proven all over the world that education is the surest way out of poverty. Even India with their caste system. The caste system is, if you are born into a rich family, you are destined to be rich. If you are born into a poor family, you are destined to be poor. But those so-called poor people that the society has structured to be poor. Those are some of the biggest boys leading the biggest corporations in America today. Shebi, it is in India that they cannot be rich again. But they get the education, go to their IITs, and then go to America, and then go to Google, go to Adobe, go to everywhere, and they become the big boys there. I mean, education is still one of the surest ways out of poverty. There was this time I was listening to Fela Duro, so he talked about one... something, I've forgotten the person, so maybe Yemi Obilade or something, I've forgotten the name now. He said that person, probably his case is even worse than my own. So, the guy is from a very terrible, terrible, terrible family. Like, poor, nothing was working and all that. But somehow, he found himself in OAU by Wahala. And the only way he could remain in that school was to be the best in the faculty, not departmental. Anytime he was not the best in the faculty, there was no school fees. Guess what? If your life, you don't know what you can do if your life is at stake. You don't know what you can do. There are many things you can do. Now, some of you, because you have parents that are giving you money, you don't want to be wise. You will still learn your lesson. You will still face your Goliath. All right? So the earlier you can become independent, the better for you. Because out there, your parents can only see you so far. I mean, there's a point you can get to and they cannot go with you anymore. So the earlier you can be independent, of course, you know, there's this problem that because people have privileged backgrounds, they get messed up because they have access to many things, and then they have this entitlement mentality, and then because of that, they are not able to really face life and all that. Now, it is possible that you have all the money and you can still raise your children correctly. The only thing is that there's high tendency that you can lose touch. By the time you start giving them Jeep from 200 level, you know, you're already starting. So later in life, you will send them $1 billion. They'll be like, "Ah, daddy, is it $1 billion you should send to me? Why can't you make it two?" Yeah, there are children like that. Hallelujah. So you're not just going to school to get that certificate. You're going to be civilized. You're going to network. You know, I keep saying it, that how can you go to primary school, secondary school, university, and then you don't have connection? Something is wrong with you. See, sometimes somebody said that, okay, the certificate you have may not be recognized until somebody connects you somewhere. So nobody will probably care about your certificate until you are able to enter into that realm. So you may need somebody to just take it there. Now, I have this practical example. My first school fees in Futa, I paid from my first 100,000 in my life that I won on NTA quiz competition, Flying High. Now, before then, I had written JAMB like 5 times. JAMB kept jamming me. They were using my money to plant flower, like we used to say. So, but each time I was not admitted, I'll be like, even if I was admitted, where was I going to get money from to go to school? Like I said on Sunday, one of my biggest fears in life that time was, where would I get money to go to do my undergraduate studies? That was my biggest fear at that point in time. So I got my first 100,000 naira from that NTA quiz competition. And that was how I was able to pay my first school fees. The second school fees, I got from Pastor teaching Sheso and Lori. Then third school fees upwards, then I got total scholarship, and you know, things went on like that. But you see, you're not just there. I'm talking about networking. Don't ever joke with that. Don't ever joke with that. How did I get onto that NTA program? I had applied before then, but nothing happened. But one day, one of my friends just came, she said, "Just, you know, let's go to NTA." You know, then I was at Federal College of Fisheries, Babbage. So an NTA, it was just like 5 or 10 minutes walk. So we just walk into the place. See, you don't know the power of women. Hey, you don't even know. I had applied. Nobody looked at me. But we just got into NTA, and every office we got to, everybody was like, Gbemi Bawoni. So that way I met the producer. Then from there, I began to mobilize people from school to attend programs on NTA. I became the chief mobilizer because after some time, she left the school, so I remained. So I was mobilizing people to attend programs like Teen and 20 Show by Kamal Salau. Then later that, NTA Flying High and all that. And that was where I got my first. I was just called because one of the contestants was not going to come. So I just had to step in, and somehow, first stage, I won a TV, which I never watched till tomorrow. It's in my house in Badagry. Then 100,000 to come to Futa. My time is almost up. So let me take my last slide. Okay, I think it is up. The democratization of education via the internet has made quality education easily available to all. So no matter what a scam the formal education system is, in the final analysis, only people who fail to self-educate are defrauded in the long run. So with YouTube, with all the Udemy and everything, you can get standard standard education from Harvard, from Stanford, without leaving this Yakure. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you will only have been scammed if you fail to educate yourself. Thank you for listening. God bless you.